You are standing at the southern end of the Ponte U Change on the Isle de la site, looking north across three stone arches toward the right bank. The bridge was built between 1858 and 1860, under Napoleon III. Look at the keystone centered over each arch. A capital N inside a wreath, a closed imperial crown above it. The engineer cut the emperor's initial into the one stone that locks the arch, the wedge that holds every other block in compression. It is a calm, handsome, heavy bridge. The tour boats turn under it all day. Now look at the water. On the night of the 17th of October 1961, the Seine under this bridge carried bodies. That evening, tens of thousands of Algerians walked into central Paris in their good coats, unarmed, to protest a curfew the police had imposed on them alone. The demonstration was peaceful. The response was not. Officers under the command of the prefect of police beat marchers, opened fire, arrested more than 11,000 people, and threw an unknown number from the bridges into the river. Survivors described men going over the parapets with their hands tied. For decades, the French state said two people had died. Maybe three. Almost no one who was there believed it, but the archives were sealed. It took the historian Jean-Luc Einaudi, whose book L'Arbitre de Paris appeared in 1991, and years of pressure after him, to force the night back into the record. Historians now put the dead in the dozens, and many argue well past 100. The exact number is still unknown, because the people who could have counted were the people doing the drowning. Which bridges the bodies went over rests on the testimony of witnesses, gathered long after the fact while the files stayed closed. The Pont Saint-Michel, two bridges upstream, is named first and most often. The Ponte U Change is among those the later reconstructions name. There is a plaque at Saint-Michel. It was placed in 2001, 40 years on. Here, where you are standing, there is nothing. There has never been anything. Look behind you. The long facade with the four medieval towers is the Conciergerie and the Prefecture de Police, one block at the western end of the island. The man who commanded the police that night, Maurice Papin, was at his desk in that building. 37 years later, in 1998, a French court convicted him of complicity in crimes against humanity for signing deportation orders that sent Jews from Bordeaux to the camps during the occupation. The same official, the same signature, two eras of the same city. The bridge gives none of it away. The N is still crisp over the arch. The water is green and ordinary. You would not guess, standing here, what it carried. Walk back south across the bridge onto the Isle de la site, toward the cathedral square in front of Notre Dame. The next stop is there, where the hidden thing is not in the river but set into the pavement, in lines you can read with your feet.